First of all, Mayor Bice, kind of a sudden change. I mean, it looked like for a while there that the best course would be to go for like the nine, the long-term project. But now because of the way some of the – it sounds like some of those census figures and some of the data actually makes it better if you apply and try to get this project done quicker.
If we do it as one project through USDA, that's the only way that we're going to get any grant money, because we've been told by the state of Illinois – by the federal congressman, that there's no money out there. So there's no help that they can help us with. So this is our only option to go for. You know, we could apply for a decade-old grant, but we'd have to receive one every year for 9 years, and you can only receive one in a 12-month period, and you can't have the construction schedule completed in a 12-month period. You know, so there's no way you can comply with your time frame. You know, the EPA, we sent in a response asking for 9 years. They don't like that response. So we're not sure what we're going to do yet.
I'll make sure I get this right. The app basically has to be in, like, July 15th, and then by,
they
like,
go after September 15th is when the national pool opens to where they can receive more grant money through the national pool.
So, like, now this July 15th, now is that, like, for the $1.1 million that they were hoping you'd get anyway, and then if there's anything left in the national pool, you'd be eligible for that as well?
If we do not apply by July 15th, then we'll be in the next fiscal year, and that's when we'll be into the census data from 2010, which shows the income of $10,000 more, which would raise your bills another $10 a month. You know, you've got to have a debt of 1.5% of your median household income.
And yeah, I know Doug threw a figure like $39.10.
Right.
For sewer, let me get that.
That's
what they would want to charge for sewer.
That's what the USDA would make you charge for the sewer, between 36 and 39. That's why we initially done the $4 increase this year, trying to step it up. That's why I asked Macomb for reduction in the water rates, to which they denied.
And if it goes then on the newer data, which as you said is about $10,000 more household income,
then you're looking at a $49 water sewer bill.
And is that the absolute sewer bill, or is that an increase?
That's total bill, which would be an increase of just about $25 a month.
Okay. I think that'll